The New Jersey legislature will be meeting today in a special session called by Governor Christie to vote on an overhaul of the state's bail system. Christie's been a longtime proponent of reforming New Jersey's bail system, and he's backing a state constitutional amendment to do so. That amendment would be put before voters to approve this November. Christie called legislators back from their summer break because both houses of the legislature would have to pass the measure with 60% majorities by Monday for it to be put on November's ballot. We're joined now by New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So what is this package of reforms the legislature is supposed to vote on later today, and why did Christie call this a special session?
There are two bills that Christie wants the Senate and the Assembly to vote on. One puts a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November, so voters would be able to decide whether judges have the discretion to not set bail for violent criminals and repeat offenders. Right now, judges have to set bail, and what that effectively does is it puts those accused of violent crimes back on the streets before trial. The other bill is actually sort of the flip side of that. It allows judges to release nonviolent, low-level offenders without bail before their trials. Since state judges have to impose bail, what happens is poor people who can't afford that, they end up in jail for months waiting for trial on very minor offenses. So to get the constitutional amendment part of this on the ballot in November, it has to be voted on by the legislature by Monday. So there's a bit of theatrics playing out here. Christie was working this behind the scenes. It wasn't clear if the Assembly was going to come back and vote on this. So he for the last couple of days, he's been hitting this hard, and he called both houses of the legislature back from their summer vacations, back from the shore, to vote on the bills this afternoon.
And Christie's expected to address the legislature at noon today before they vote. That's a pretty rare move. Why is this issue so important to him?
Well, first, of course, there are political reasons. Calling the legislators back from the summer vacation, you know, the whole get the hell off the beach message, it shows them that he's still in charge, despite the fact that he's a lame duck governor and hobbled by scandal. And then plus, in terms of his probable 2016 presidential run, he's got bipartisan support for these measures. Yesterday, he made a speech alongside Democratic African-American mayors, for example, about this. So the Christie message of being a bipartisan leader who gets things done, which is the message that he'd presumably run for president on, that would be reaffirmed today if this all passes. And it should be noted that afterwards he's going to head to New Hampshire, which has the first in the nation primary, to fundraise for Republicans. And also, secondarily, he was a former federal prosecutor, so there are non-political reasons for this. He's very familiar with this issue. He knows that federal courts allow judges this kind of freedom, so he wants to bring state judges in line with their federal counterparts. And over the last few weeks, he's been telling audiences just heartbreaking stories about violent criminals who were charged with crimes, released on bail, posted bail, went back on the streets and reoffended and sometimes committed murders when they're out again. He also told a story yesterday about a Trenton man who was charged with robbery in 2013, then released on bail only to get arrested for a home invasion in which he threatened the family's two young children with a gun. We have tape of Christie recounting that anecdote.
But I hope that they particularly think of that family here in Trenton, safely in their homes, having someone out on bail invade their homes, put a gun to their 8-month-old child, and then threaten to put that child in an oven if all of their demands were not met. This is the result of this broken system.
Matt, does Christie have support for these reforms?
He's got the ACLU, which is usually suing him, not supporting him, which is very interesting. He's got the marijuana reform law organization, NORML, NAACP, Senate President Sweeney, former Democratic Governor Jim McGreevy. But it's unclear. The wild card is the Democratic leader of the Assembly, Speaker Vinny Prieto. It's unclear if he's actually going to call a vote today. And it's unclear if he has enough votes to pass the constitutional amendment. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Durs.
Matt Katz covers the Christie administration for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. This is WNYC.